Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
But my heart will lead me back home to my Donegal.
There's no way I couldn't celebrate the sixth consecutive year of Love Donegal Day. Our own presenter of News Talk Daily podcast, Ciara Doherty, is with me on the line today. Ciara, I know people are going to complain now. Why are we talking about Love Donegal Day? And they'll be bitching and moaning and all of that. But what is the day about?
And they'd be right. I remember Shane Coleman, New Talk Breakfast presenter, saying to me once, how do you know somebody's from Donegal? They tell you.
Without question, yeah. And he's right.
Yeah, they tell you. And I thought, oh yeah, okay, do you know what? We better watch, because if I heard somebody else do this from another county, I'd probably label them a dose.
Yeah, so
but
would I.
In Donegal, we wouldn't, yeah. But in Donegal, we feel like this is completely legitimate. I think we do it, and I think it's important to us because for so long we felt forgotten, and it's because of where we were located, and we geographically were up there in the northwest by ourselves. You know, people traditionally didn't travel through Northern Ireland to come up to the county. We felt remote, we felt forgotten, and we felt that people didn't appreciate the county or appreciate how beautiful it was or how much fun it is to visit. And it's only in the last couple of years that I think people within Ireland, yeah, never mind outside of Ireland, have actually, you know, travelled northwest, realised it's not 7.5 hours away, and, you know, we do have running water and restaurants and we have fabulous...
Your phone will work.
And we have fabulous scenery and your phone will work, I promise. And there was just always this feeling, wasn't there, you know, that the tour buses came into Dublin and that they turned left, yeah, and that they headed to Cork and they headed to Kerry, and we were in Donegal, you know, looking at one of our beautiful peninsulas and one of our beaches saying, come up here, this is stunning too. So I think that's why we do it.
Kevin Duher, content creator and photographer, is joining us as well, Ciara. What's the one thing you would tell people they have to see if they're visiting the county, Kevin?
Well, happy Love Donegal Day first, Andrea.
Same to yourself.
Oh, look, there's so many things to see up here. Like, it's so hard to pinpoint one location. But for me, it's Errigal. When you see Errigal from any distance, you know, you feel like you're home. And that for me, I think, is a massive highlight for the county. And then, you know, like, there's so many other places like Fanet Lighthouse, Malinhead, Sleeve League. A remarkable place there to see the cliffs from land and by sea. Yeah. And like, people just go on top to look. But if you actually get the boat out and do one of the boat tours, it's even different. It's totally different. It's so dramatic, and it's just an incredible experience. And we're very blessed.
Micheál Brennan, content creator, known on social media as Donegal Daddy, is with us on the line as well. What's your favourite thing about the county, Micheál?
The people, definitely, Andrea, yeah. The people. It's all about that, the Donegal welcome, as you well know. Yeah. You're great at giving it on the radio there, so it's great.
But
that's what I love about it.
So it's the people for you. For me, it's probably, it's the accent as well, Micheál. You know, like, there's four of us here from the county on the line today, and we all, well, to my mind, we all sound very different. But, you know, there's so many different changes and dialect, even just from town to town.
Yeah, it's crazy that change from literally 10 minutes away, you can be in a completely different dialect. But listen, it's all good fun, and love Donegal Day, hey? Sure, every day up here is Donegal Day. We
exactly,
call it Wednesday.
Yeah. What's your sort of the one place or area that you would promote that you would say people really need to see if they were visiting home?
Well, like Kevin says, Errigal is stunning, and it's a very accessible walk for people as well. But for me, I suppose it's my own hometown, Glenties. We're tidiest town in Ireland 5 times, and it's just a great wee town to come and visit. And we're close to Nyarn Beach.
Yeah,
Nyarn Beach
is
probably my favourite place to go and just chill out. And you can go and be on the busiest day of the year and walk away out to the Black Rocks, as they call it, and you'll be on your own. And it's just class. Yeah. There's nothing like it.
What about you, Ciara? When you go home, where is that hidden gem that you have to get to see?
Oh, probably Five Fingers Beach in Inishowen, between Malin Town, where my dad is from, and Malin Head. And like that, it's just so spectacular. You're looking at the rocks, you're looking at the Five Fingers, you're looking at this beautiful beach, very few people on it, the Atlantic crashing off it, To me, it's just heaven on earth. I was actually laughing when you were saying there about the different accents. We do all sound different. It's also the different language I love about Donegal. I realised after about 6 months, my now husband really hadn't a clue what I was saying most of the time when I was...
Secret to a great marriage, Ciara.
Yeah, well, maybe that's what got me here. But, you know, it's a phraseology, the Wild Hanlon. Like, does anybody other than the four of us and the listeners know what a Wild Hanlon is? You know, that language that we have is so colourful in Donegal, and it is so unique. So basically, having a Wild Hanlon on Five Fingers Beach is a perfect day for me.
There's nobody else, as you say, beyond anyone from County Donegal would fully understand what that means. It was a great PR stroke, though, wasn't it, Kevin, to the introduction of Love Donegal Day?
Oh, it was fantastic, and we love to celebrate anything up here. So to get a day dedicated to Donegal is just phenomenal. And I can't believe it's 6 years that the campaign's been running. And hopefully it'll keep running as well. Like, you know, and it's amazing to see so many people around the world sharing their favourite kind of, you know, places that they've eaten, family spots, that kind of stuff. So I think it's massive. I think it's just going to get bigger.
For me, it has to be Rosnaila Beach, Bundoran, Tullin Strand. It's just, I'm probably based more south of the county, but it's absolutely spectacular. Siobhan, who's in Dublin, says, I just want to say happy Love Donegal Day to all of your guests this afternoon. I love the county so much. I met my husband up there. One of my best friends is from Remelton. I love dancing in the grill in Letterkenny back in the day. The beaches, the forest walks, and of course the legendary McDade football special. Ciara Doherty, Kevin Duher, Micheál Brennan, thanks a million for joining us here on the programme. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.